弟兄姊妹早晨。刚才我们所读的经文里面最重要的就是最后尾个节。
For the scripture that we have just read, the last verse is the most important for today.
大家记唔记得你刚才所读嘅最后尾嗰节系讲乜嘢
？Do you remember what was the last verse saying?
我哋一齐读。
Let's read it together.
无论做什么，跟住，无论做什么或说话或者系行事，都要奉主耶稣的命和藉着祂感谢父神。这个就是我们今天所讲最重要的经文里面的一节。
This verse is that's the most important scripture that we are meditating on today.
在我们未曾认真是在将我们的精神在神的话语之前，我们先低头祈祷。
Let us pray before we go into God's words.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give our thanksgiving.
因为你带领我们整年的过去。
You have led us throughout the year.
这里来到是最后一个礼拜，我们在你面前敬拜你的时候。
When we are worshiping you during the last week of the year.
求你的灵继续的引导我们。
May your spirit be leading us.
我们感谢你，你引导我们是唱诗歌来来敬拜你。
We thank you for leading us to sing our hymns to worship you.
也求你继续的引导我们，藉着你的说话来到是全心的感谢你。
May we use your words to worship you with our whole heart.
以我们都是，无论我们的言语、行事、为人，都是奉你的命。
No matter whether in our words, in our actions, we do all this in your name.
我们献上我们的感谢，
We give our thanksgiving.
是奉你的命。
In your name.
阿们。
Amen.
中国古时候有一个人物，他叫做老子。
In the ancient Chinese time, there's a wise man named 老子。
老子，如果我们讲广东话，就是爸爸。
In Cantonese, it means our daddy.
但老子的名字是在500年前是中国一个很出名的哲学家。
So in 500 years ago, Lao Tzu is a wise man in China.
这个老子去观察天地万物。
He observed nature in his time.
他找出一个道理。
He has found a way.
这个是说天地万物当中有个道是存在。
There's a way or Tao in all through nature and universe.
用我们现代的说话，就是这个天地万物当中有个创造者是存在。
In modern terms, we are saying there's a creator in all of nature.
他说这个创造者是在万物之前已经出现的了。
This creator existed before all nature and all universe.
他无形无体。
There's no substance in him.
没有声音。
There's no voice.
也都不会是这个的灭亡。
And it will never cease to exist.
他是永恒的。
It is in constant.
他是永远永远地运行。
He is everlasting in his actions.
永不停止。
Never stop.
他是万物的根本。
He is the base of all nature.
他说这个创造者，他就命名为道。
And he called this creator Tao.
他说万物都是藉着这个道来到造成。
All creatures are created by this Tao or creator.
我们听到这句的时候，好像说他讲紧要向福音、哦。
Seems like he was preaching in the Gospel of John.
不是，我是讲紧老子的《道德经》。
But we're talking Lao Tzu's the way of the path.
有一句说话，他说是道可道，非常道；名可名，非常名。
He's saying the way that pointing to the way is not the way. The name is not the name.
或者我哋睇到呢度嘅时候都好蒙查查，究竟佢讲乜嘢
？So we're not really sure what he was saying.
第一个道系名词。
The first way or town is a noun.
第二道嘅道系呢个嘅动词。
The first way or town in the sentence is a verb.
第三个道亦都名词。
The first tau is another noun.
他的意思就是说，如果这个道，这个创造者可以给你是讲论谈论的话，这个就不是永恒的创造者。
If you can explain or talk of this creator or tau, that's not the real creator.
他说，如果这创造者的命可以给你是你，不是藉着这些东西来造成另一样东西。
And so that's similar to Genesis chapter 1. God created all things from His words. He's not making things out of something.
这个是古代中国哲学家，其中一个中国哲学家，他所发现到神所给他的一个的普遍的启示。
And that is a revelation this philosopher saw in Chinese in ancient time.
他不知道这个创造宇宙万物的个创造者，他的名字是叫做什么。
He didn't know the creator's name in ancient time.
但是他从整个观察里面，他知道这个创造万物者他的作为。
But through his observation in nature, he saw what the creator has done.
还有他这个创造者的性情。
And the character of this creator.
他又将他所观察到的这个道，这个创造者这样写成一本书《道德经》咁一路传落嚟。
And has written a book from his observation of this creator and this passed on throughout the ages.
古代一啲唔认识真神嘅人，佢哋将佢哋所观察到关于真神嘅一路咁样嘅嘢系写落嚟，流传到现在。
From the old days, they have observed the creator's action and are written down in words and books and passed on through our ages.
在公元前1300年左右，
so about 1300 BC,
有位埃及的法老王，
there's an Egyptian pharaoh.
他当时是世界上面差不多是最有权柄的一个皇帝。
He is the most powerful king at that time.
对于当时的人来说，法老王是他们的皇帝。
At that time, the pharaoh is the king.
不单是皇帝，也都是他们的神。
Not only he was the king, he is also their god.
在法老王的权力当中，他就说，埃及地所有的牛鬼蛇神都要听命于法老。
With the pharaoh's power, all creatures has to listen to him.
圣经在出埃及记里面记载。
And this was recorded in the book of Exodus.
当约瑟死了之后很多年，
After Joseph has passed for many years，
这位法老王就是出现是治理这个整个的埃及地。
This pharaoh is ruling all the lands in Egypt。
他不知道约瑟以前对埃及的贡献。
He didn't know what Joseph has done with the land of Egypt。
他就强迫所有在埃及地居住的以色列人做苦工做奴隶。
He made all the Jews in Egypt not to become slaves.
耶和华神就差遣摩西去见这个法老。
So Jehovah God sent Moses to see him.
他要求这个法老将所有以色列人是释放去这个的迦南地那里。
He requests Pharaoh to release all the Jews to go to the land of Canaan.
这个法老第一次听到之后，他怎么回答这个的要求？
So what was the response of this pharaoh for the first time when he heard this?
这个法老说，耶和华是谁？ And
pharaoh said, who is the Lord?
为什么我要听他？
And why should I obey him?
为什么我要是容让这个以色列人去？
And so why should not let the Israelite go?
在我所认识埃及的所有神当中，我不认识这个耶和华。
For all the gods I know in Egypt, I do not know this Jehovah.
没理由我要听他说话。
There's no reason I should listen to him.
应该去听我说话。
He should have listened to me.
这个法老就对这个的神，这个真神是这样的回应。
So that's the response this fellow was saying to our God.
加尔话佢当时点解要咁样对法老咁讲
？So why did Jehovah make this announcement to Pharaoh？
佢嘅心意究竟系点样
？What was his will？
喺呢度嘅时候就话耶和华讲喺七章第五节，你话我要伸手攻击埃及，将以色列人从中间领出嚟嘅时候，埃及人要知道我是耶和华。
So in Exodus chapter 7 verse 5, the Lord said, And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it.
最重要的就是这句说话，要人是要知道我是耶和华。
And it's important to know that and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
这句说话在出埃及记头个十六章出现过超过十次。
This sentence appeared in the beginning of Exodus more than 10 times.
喺七章就话埃及人要知道我是耶和华。
In chapter 7 it says, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
第十七节话你要知道我是耶和华。
Verse 17 says, but this will know that I am the Lord.
第八章十節話：我要叫你知道，沒有人像我係耶和華。
Verse 10 says, so that you may know that there is no one like the Lord
my God. 第二節話：要知道我係天下嘅耶和華。
Verse 22 says, that you will know that I, the Lord, am this land.
喺九章十四節話：要叫你知道，在普天下沒有像我。
Chapter 9:14 says, "You may know that there is no one like me in all the earth."
第九章十六节，我要将我名传遍天下。
Verse 16 says, "I might show you that my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth."
要叫你知道全地都系属于耶和华。
So you may know that the earth is the Lord's.
第三十节话，我要知道你们还不惧怕耶和华吗？
Verse 30 says, "But I know that you and your officials still do not fear the Lord God."
十章二節，好要叫你知道我是耶和華。
10 verse 2 says that you is meaning Israelites may know that I am the Lord.
第十一章第七節，要叫你們知道耶和華是將埃及同埋以色列人分別出嚟。
Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel.
第十四章第四節，要叫埃及人知道我是耶和華。
Chapter 14 verse 4 says, The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
第14章第18章，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。
Chapter 14 verse 18, The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
第16章6节，你们要知道耶和华将你们从埃及地领出来。
Chapter 16 verse 6, You will know that it was the Lord that brought you out of Egypt.
而第十六章第十二节话，你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神。
Verse 12, then you will know that I am the Lord your God.
知道我是耶和华是整个出埃及记头嗰十六章嘅最主要嘅经文。
Knowing that I am God is the central theme of the first 16 chapters of Exodus.
耶和华神话。我要将我的名是传遍天下。
Jehovah God says, my name will spread all over the world.
叫埃及人，叫以色列人都要知道我是耶和华。
Let Egyptians and Israelites know I am the Lord.
这个神的心意。
That is God's will.
这个不是说是传道人是牧师的要求。
It's not the preacher's or pastor's request.
神的心意就是我要将我的名是传遍普天下。
It is God's will that his name will spread all over the world.
他将他的启示给一些未信的人。
He will reveal his will to those who has not believed in him.
由古时候的中国 到中东的埃及。
From ancient China to Egypt.
全地都明白神的创造。
Let all land be known that God is the creator.
有些是明白知道他的名字。
Some will understand and know his name.
有些是知道他的名字但是抗拒耶和华。
Some will know his name but go against him.
无论怎样神说我的心意就要将我的名传遍天下。
But no matter what, God's will is to have his name spread out to the world.
我们怎样去传遍神的名？
How do we carry and spread God's name?
在出埃及记第二十章第七节，我们很熟悉的第三诫。
Chapter 7, verse 7 of Exodus, this is the third commandment.
十诫里面第三诫说，不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
It says, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
英文有很多种的译法。
There are many translations in the English versions.
Misuse and take.
Some would say misuse and some would say take.
中文亦都大约是有两种的译法。
There's basically two translations in Chinese.
不可妄用，不可乱用，不可滥用。
Do not misuse.
当译这个第三诫的时候，全部都是以一个的很反面的这个的心意来译这个的诫命出来。
Basically, the third commandment, most translations use a negative command to it.
在中英文的译本里面，英文的译本是 KJV, 即是 King James Version 是比较接近原文。
And the King James Version is closer to the original verse.
它译这个希伯来文的 take 这个字，就是等于亦都有个意思，就是 carry。携带或者是这个的重赞，这个 exhort.
It uses the word take. It also means to carry or to exhort.
不可妄用或者不可妄称耶和华的名，就话系你唔好妄言嘅，系呢个嘅宣扬神嘅名。
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Means you do not misuse God's name.
而在英文里面就说 You shall not take the name of the Lord of your God in vain 或者是 in emptiness
所以是不可以将神的名字妄称或者是妄言这样用
我们怎样去宣扬神的说话神的名
How do we exalt God's name and use his name
怎样为之是妄言宣扬神的名
What does it mean by misuse God's name?
我从历史里面来看看。
Let us look to history.
公元1099至1154年。
From the year 1099 to 1154.
大家有听闻过这个十字军东征这个历史故事。
We all heard of the Crusades.
就是当时教会同政治結合。
That's when churches and state got together.
當時的天主教的教父，他就將呼召所有的信徒，要去攻打這個的信奉回教的土耳其人。
At that time, the Catholic Church, the leading in the Catholic Church, asked all people to attack the Islam in Turkey.
每个士兵都是携带着个十字架。
Every one of the soldiers carry a cross with them.
他们要奉耶稣的命，奉教会的命，要去攻打和修复耶路撒冷。
In the name of the Lord and in the name of the Church, they want to take back their land.
总共有八场重要的战事。
There was eight important battles.
死了200,000-300,000人。
2 to 3 million people lost their lives.
他们做这件事就是奉耶稣的名。
They take the name of the Lord Jesus into the battle.
他们枉然在你枉然的来到是宣扬神的名。
They misuse God's name in this case.
第二件事就在中国历史里面是发生。
And the second incident happened in China.
你未必会看到这些事情会在这个宣教士的历史里面来到看到。
You can now read through the history of the missionaries.
但你会是看到在中国的历史里面由这些不信的历史学家他们写一些的所谓投诉。
And in Chinese history, from the unbelievers, when they write their history, it was a complaint against them.
当中国最痛苦的时候有很多西方的宣教士是藉着这个船坚大炮来到是侵略中国。
During our worst time, the missionaries used their battleship to attack China.
所有宣教士来到的都是帝国主义。
So that all the missionaries were under the British kingdoms.
他们指责的宣教士说他们是搜集情报。
They said the missionaries are here as spies.
他说宣教士呢是来到是订立一些不平等的条约来到苦害这个中国。
They said the missionaries are the ones who side they are.And just treaty with China.
嗱，呢啲我哋点样睇中国知识分子对基督教信仰嗰个怀疑
yeah, ？From this we can see that Chinese scholars what their thoughts are against the missionaries.
当中真系有啲嘅宣教士，佢哋有一个唔好嘅行为。
It's true that there are some missionaries that their actions are bad.
佢哋披着。我是奉耶稣的命来做这些东西。
They take the cover of Jesus' name.
在1960年到70年代的时候，北爱尔兰是发生的内战。
In the 60s and 70s, Northern Ireland has their own civil war.
那时我是仲读紧是初中。
At that time, I was
小学同埋初中。
I was in grade school or just entering into high school.
每日都听到话北爱尔兰基督徒同埋天主教徒又再系打仗啦。
Every day I heard from the news, the Roman Catholics and the Protestants were in battle.
喺当时嘅时候，我一班同学当中有个基督徒。
At that time, there was a Christian among my friends in school.
喺食午饭嘅时候，佢成日都系同人哋讲耶稣。
So during lunch, we always talk about the gospel and Jesus.
我成日就走埋去。
So I always go among him.
信咩耶稣啊
？Why would you believe in Jesus？
你睇下北爱尔兰基督徒同埋天主教徒成日都打仗，点为之爱啊
？Look at Northern Ireland, the Catholics and the Protestants are always killing each other.
我由细到细到大啦。未曾在这个基督教的学校里面读过书。
I was never in Christian school when I was growing up.
我由小的时候我是在中国大陆长大，我受这个中国大陆的思想影响的时候比基督教的思想影响更加深，在年幼的时候。
When I was young, I was growing up in China, so that, the thoughts and education in China affected me more than Christian thinkings.
当人讲耶稣的时候，我就在当中我就来到是捣乱。
So I would attack whoever was talking about Jesus.
而这个历史就是帮助我更加的坚强，是不信耶稣是更加好。
So with this history, it affected me more than not to believe in Jesus.
北爱尔兰的基督徒、天主教徒，他们互相攻击，我们不理他这个真实的情况内容是怎样，但是给人来看来说，他们是奉耶稣的命来到打仗。
We don't know what's the truth among the Catholics and Protestants in Northern Ireland, but what we see was they are attacking and killing each other.
我们怎么看这些历史上面发生的？
So how do we look through history?
好似话呢啲系大件事。
These are major events in history.
第一都好多好细件嘅事。
But and there are also minor events.
好多喺个人嘅接触里边，就系基督徒好似系讲嘅， 和做的套是两样的不同。
Similarly, through our lives we see Christians what they say and what they do are different.
保罗讲，说神的命在外邦人当中因着你们是受到亵渎。
And Paul in Romans says God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you。
如果我们是行的和我们所宣扬的是全部完全不一样的时候，就是保罗所说神的命是受到亵渎。
When our action is different from what we preach, that would be exactly what Paul said. God's name is blasphemed among Gentiles because of you.
由古到今，很多人他们藉着神的命来到是满足自己嗰个嘅利益。
In throughout history, we see people who use God's name to make their own gain.
佢哋宣扬神嘅命，但系喺个负面嘅宣扬当中。
They preach God's name, but it was in a negative way.
喺历史里边，神不断嘅呼喊。
Throughout history, God kept calling us.
不要妄称我嘅命。
Do not misuse my name.
不要乱用我名在无益的事上面。
Do not take my name in vain in things that are not useful.
不要用我的名在满足私欲的事上面。
Do not use my name for your self-gain.
我们要传扬，是正面的传扬神的名。
We proclaim God's name and we should do it in a positive way.
就正如我们刚才所读的经文里面就说，是无论我们的言语行为都要是奉耶稣基督的名是一致。
Just as the words we have read, no matter whether in our action or in our words, we have used to proclaim our Lord's name.
你想一下，神的名在你身上面，就是表示到是神将他的名誉，将他的声明摆在你一个人的身上。
We thought about God's name in ourselves. God is putting his name in our life and putting it in the light up for us.
在这时候我突然想起中国有句的俗语，说拜为家声。
Thought of a Chinese word, it means you have destroyed our family's name.
如果我们是宣扬神的命，是满足我们自己的利益的时候，我们真的败坏神的命。
If we use God's name for our own self-gain, we have destroyed God's name.
在《使徒行传》三章一节和至到四章的时候记了一则的故事。 我们是看这段的故事很简略地看看。
We'll look through Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 4.
在三章第一节至第四节的时候，他说在三下午三点钟左右的时候，即新初的时候，是彼得和约翰是上圣殿那里去祷告。
It recorded at about 3 in the afternoon, Peter and John went to the temple.
有一个人是生来是瘸腿的。
There was a man who was...
每天都是被人抬到圣殿。
This man was lame. He was carried by someone else to the temple every day.
去圣殿嗰度要求嘅目的唔系话要求医治，乃系求救人哋系救济。
His purpose to go to the temple wasn't to ask for healing, but to beg for money.
睇见彼得同埋约翰嚟嘅时候，佢就咁大声讲。
When he saw Peter and John, he called out to them.
Money, give me some money.
他就是不断地黑他们拿钱了。
彼得、约翰定睛看见他们。
And Peter and John were staring at him.
彼得、约翰定睛看的时候，不是看见这个人那个的物质上面的需要。
When Peter looked straight at him, he didn't see this man's material need.
看见这个人的属灵的需要。
But he saw his spiritual need.
彼得约翰他就在三点钟祈祷。
Peter and John was praying at about three.
将佢自己嘅嘢全部放低嘅时候，佢睇见人一啲嘅特别嘅需要喺度。
When they put everything off, put themselves down, he saw other people's need.
佢对呢个人讲。
And he said to him,
我冇金冇银冇钱。
I do not have silver or gold.
我有一样嘢。
There's one thing that I have.
耶稣基督命。
The name of Jesus Christ.
我就将呢个命系赐俾你，俾过你。
I'll give you his name.
嗱，一个就系彼得、约翰去奉耶稣嘅命，去宣扬耶稣嘅命，喺呢个时刻里边系咁样宣扬耶稣嘅命。
So at that moment, Peter and John was proclaiming Jesus' name.
佢睇见个人嘅需要，唔系作个根本，唔系个金钱。
He saw what this man needed was not money.
佢知道人嘅需要根本就系个医治，同埋不单止肉体医治，系心灵个医治。
He saw that not only this man needs physical healing, but spiritual healing.
当彼得、约翰佢要宣扬神嘅名嘅时候，佢将佢自己所有嘅事务乜嘢全部放低，佢就睇见呢个特别嘅需要系嚟到佢哋面前。
Peter and John, I saw other people's need, and when they pray, they put their own self and offer everything of themselves down.
我冇钱，冇金冇银，我只有耶稣基督嘅名。
He said, "I have no silver or gold. All I have is the name of Jesus."
我而家奉佢命叫你嚟到行走。
In His name, I proclaim that you will stand up and walk.
呢个人就咁样嘅，你企下企下咁样嚟到系行走。
And this man struggled and started to stand up.
嗱，呢个系彼得、约翰佢个宣扬嘅神嘅命，佢个特别嗰个嘅方法。
That's the special way Peter and John proclaim God's name.
但系呢个方法就话系佢自己睇见人嘅系需要系走入到呢个嘅圣殿里边嚟到系宣扬神嘅说话。
What they saw was this man need to walk into the temple and proclaim God's name.
喺今年嘅四五月左右，我同一啲弟兄姊妹都分享过呢个嘅一个嘅经历。喺四五月左右咧，我系做一份嘅特别嘅工。
So with our brothers and sisters doing on my life experience during this April or May.
我谂你哋全部都未会谂过。
I was working in a job and you never thought I was doing this.
由四五月到依家，我系。在芝加哥南区，即是黑人区还有这个的西班牙人的居住区域里面，是做这个 remodeling。
My job was doing remodeling from April until now. I was in the south side of Chicago in pretty bad area to do this job.
其中一间 house 一间屋咧，系俾呢个嘅 city 呢个 building department 打一个大交叉。
And there was one of the building was foreclosed by the city。
即系话表示咧要拆。
And it was being condemned and they need to tear that down。
你唔整得好咧 ，city 就要拆。
If you don't we have it, the city will tear the house down。
嗰間屋喺呢個嘅西班牙人同埋黑人區。
The house was among the African Americans and Hispanics。
個屋主係揾我。
So the homeowner come to me。
我自己單槍匹馬咁去。
So I went there by all by myself。
拆廚房、拆牆，亦都係全部新嘅牆、新嘅屋頂，全部係即係新嘅呢個嘅木板地，全部油曬，全部裝好曬咁樣新嘅呢個電線。
So we put down new floors, new roof, and new windows on that building.
但當中嘅時候，有時做唔起，我就請一啲嘅臨時嘅工。
But I couldn't do it all by myself, so I hired some temporary workers.
西班牙人。
I hired some Hispanics.
在一个休息的其中里面，我经常问他， 就話係你個信仰點樣，你個家庭啊，你個信仰啊，你對於即係基督教睇法，你哋信唔信神啊，各方面咁。
So I'm doing our breaks. I talk to these workers. I ask them about their family, their faith, and their religious belief.
啊，依個係其中一個，你藉著你個工作去宣揚神嘅名。
That's one way to proclaim God. Doing from your job.
神的名是摆咗俾咗你，佢嘅名誉系俾咗你。
God's name is given to you。
你喺你嘅社区、你嘅学校、你嘅工作、你嘅你嘅周围里边、你嘅人群里边，你点样去将神嘅名系宣扬
？So how do you proclaim God's name in your job, in your community, and all that surrounding you？
喺 Southside 嗰度有另一间屋。
There was another house in Southside。
装修完之后，屋主就将佢租出去。
After that, we have the owner rented the house out.
我仲有前边嗰度仲系整紧。
But the front of the house was being repaired.
当屋主租出去就我就同呢个嘅租客嚟到巴拉巴拉咁样嚟到倾偈。
So I was talking to the renter when I was still working at that house.
我倾偈嘅内容都系不利。他们的婚姻、他们的家庭、他们的信仰、他们的朋友各方面。
So what we were talking about was their faith, their friends and family.
当中有讲广东话。
Some of them speak Cantonese.
有从台湾来。
And some of them was from Taiwan.
我很惊讶的时候，有些人真的好像从这个世界是完全脱离。
I was surprised some of them was really out of touch with this world.
他们真的没听过耶稣基督。
They have never heard of Jesus Christ.
你不要以为是耶稣的名已经传遍了。
We thought Jesus' name was spread all over the world.
真的没的。
And has not.
还有很多人真的很蒙昧的，如果我用蒙昧这个字眼的话。
A lot of people's eyes were being black.
有一次我在 basement 那边是装紧一个嘅搭紧呢个240伏嘅呢个嘅 circuit， 呢个电嘅 circuit 嚟装呢个嘅电嘅洗衣机同埋呢个嘅干衣机。
There was this one time I was working in the basement with the wiring and circuits to build the dryer and washer。
楼上嘅住客咧，突然间走落嚟揾我。
All of a sudden, the renter from upstairs came down and search for me.
他说余师傅啊，余师傅。
He said, Mr. Yu.
他叫我余师傅。啊，我上面煲咗啲汤啊，你可唔可以上嚟饮一饮？
He said, I make some soup upstairs. Would you like to come up and have some?
当我哋系，即系当我做工嘅时候，我知道呢个人家、呢户人家佢哋嘅情况。他们是仍是同居是怎样，我也都是将我的意见跟讲给他们听，你坏事怎样做各方面。
So doing our talking and get to know them and I give them some advice on their lives.
他们真的从未有人是这样跟他们这样讲的。
Nobody has made such talk with them.
也都有一个装冷气装 heat 那个师傅是在当中跟我一起做。
I was working with a person who was working with the air conditioners and the heat.
我问佢过去，我问佢，我哋同佢倾偈，佢嘅信仰系点样
？When we were talking, I asked him about his faith.
佢话我餐揾餐食，边有时间去教会
？He said, I'm just living paycheck by paycheck. I have no time to go to church.
我冇时间去教会 ，that's fine. 我哋可以即系如果你唔反对嘅时候，我同你即系午餐嘅时候可以倾下关于信仰嘅嘢。
所以我 since you don't have time to go to church, would you mind I will talk to you during lunch about our belief and our faith?
我哋有好多嘅机会，有好多嘅这个嘅时间，有接触唔同嘅人，你可以用任何嘅方法。可以同人係分享同埋宣揚神嘅名。
There are a lot of opportunities in doing our daily life to share our God with various peoples.
彼得話：我冇金冇銀，我只有耶穌基督嘅名。
Jesus said, I have no silver or gold. All I have is the name of Jesus.
我哋同樣冇金冇銀，但我哋都係有只有耶穌基督嘅名。
And the same way, we don't have silver or gold, but we have Jesus.
我奉耶稣基督的命叫你行走。
I command you to walk in the name of Jesus.
当我们是宣扬神的命的时候，他就会给我们有一个能力来叫人地来到是这个的行在这个真的真理的路上面。
When we do it in the name of Jesus, we will have the strength and power to not make people walk in the truth.
彼得约翰他们完了这个医治之后，他们继续的讲道，将耶稣基督的在十字架上面的死这样讲道出来之后，有五千人信主。
So after the healing, Peter and Paul started to preach about the crucifixion of Jesus, and 5,000 people came to Christ.
当他们跟这个百姓讲道的时候，谈到的时候，这个的祭司啊，撒都该人啊，就来到了。
And so when they were preaching to the people, the priests and Sadducees came to them.
将他们拘押。
They arrested him.
去问这班人，你们服用什么能力？你们奉哪个人的命你们做这些事？
In what power and whose name are you doing all this?
圣经特别提到就说，那时彼得就是被圣灵充满。
The Bible recorded it at that time Peter was filled with the Spirit.
在当时祭司那班人的心里面，你看到就说，是他们的宣扬神的命，就是他们有一种某种的能力。
So the priests see that when they proclaim God's name, there are special power among them.
我们宣扬神的名的时候，神给我们有勇气。
We're encouraged that when we proclaim God's in God's name.
神给我们有决心。
We're committed when we proclaim in Jesus' name.
神也都是给我们有智慧的，怎样去宣扬。
And God gave us wisdom to carry out His name.
这个决心就说，当我们宣扬神的命的时候，我们看到我们更加需要在我们的言语行为上面更加符合我们所宣扬的命那个意思。
When we are committed to preach in His name, we are committed in both in our words and our actions.
他们问这个祭司长，他们问这个约翰彼得，问不出什么，但是他们看到一些事情。
They couldn't get a lot of Peter and Paul, but these captains and priests saw something special when they were talking to them.
第四章第十三节系话，佢哋见彼得、约翰嘅胆量，又睇出佢哋原来佢哋都系冇学问嘅小民。
They saw that when they talked to them, they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled.
佢哋 unschooled， 佢哋 untrained， 佢哋只系普通人。
They are ordinary men without much school and not much training.
无论你和我有多高深的学历都好，我们都普通人。
No matter how high our education is, we are just ordinary men.
我们宣扬神的命，我们不需要去是很高深的学问、很高深的学历，或者要去做很多的神学的这个著作思想。
When we proclaim in God's name, we don't need a lack of school or a lack of seminary trainings.
没有学问的小民。
Just on and on that we man.
但有一样特别点。
There was something special.
他们跟随过耶稣。
They have followed Jesus.
你和我跟随过耶稣吗？
Have we followed Jesus in our lives?
如果你和我都跟随过耶稣的时候，我们就有能力去宣扬神的话。
If you and us have followed Jesus, we will have the strength.
我们不需要进入去神学院里面受训。
We don't need training in seminaries.
我们只是需要是知道和明白和经历到这个神和他的命和他的含义和整个救恩的故事。
All we need is to experience and know God and follow Him in our life.
神用普通的人来宣扬神的名。
God used ordinary men to proclaim God's name.
我们虽然是普通，但我们不平凡。在神的眼里面，我们不平凡。
Even though we are ordinary people, but in God's eyes, we are special.
彼得前书第二章九节这么讲。
First Peter chapter 9 says,
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen people.
我们是祭司。
A royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
我们属于神的子民。
We are in God's special possession.
我们的身份在神的面前是这么，而且在眼中是这么尊贵。
We are so special in God's eye.
你和我都是被召，是都是跟随耶稣基督的。
You and me are being called to follow Jesus.
我们都要明白到这个宣扬神的命是他本身的心意。
It is in God's will for us to proclaim His name.
而这里彼得也是交给我们，就说我们有这么多的身份，但最主要就是叫我们是宣扬那召我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
We have so many special roles according to Peter, but our only very special character is to carry out God's name and proclaim His goodness.
我们宣扬过曾经拯救我们那个创造者的美德，就是宣扬他的名。
We proclaim the Creator's goodness is to proclaim His name.
而我们都明白，都知道我们在神面前有特别的这个使命。
May we all understand that we have a special mission in God's
land. 我们都是有特别的身份。
We have a special role.
无论我们做什么事。
No matter what we are doing.
或说说话，或是行事为人，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Whatever in our words, in our actions, we proclaim in Jesus' name.
这个就是我们正面的实行这个的十诫当中第三诫。
That's our positive way to follow the third commandment.
我们一起读这一节的经文。
Let us read all
this together. 无论你是用英文、中文、广东话、国语，都可以一起的读。
In whatever language you are comfortable with.
无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名。愿神祝福大家。
May God bless us all.
也都带领和俾。